Thursday the 4th. Hello, diary. Things are really busy here, and I haven't had time to write, so I'm going to try recording messages instead. When I get time, I'll write everything down. We'll see if that ever happens. You know, Carl and I got married and bought a house. We finished moving in yesterday. It was supposed to be just us, sort of a honeymoon, until we had time for a real one. But Carl got called into his new school today, and he has to put in some really long days for the next couple of weeks. And it's not fair, but I shouldn't complain. God has been very good to us. Tonight we went to Target, and it was fun going as a married couple. I didn't get anything fun, mostly cleaning stuff and some stuff for breakfast. I had to take control of breakfast. I can't believe the way he eats. I thought it was bad before, but things are way worse than I thought. He put three giant boxes of Pop-Tarts in the cart. He eats those things for breakfast and lunch. It's so gross. So I put them back when he wasn't looking and got him some real food. On our way home, we saw there were some people working on the other house, and we stopped to say hello. The man moving in is named Paul, and he moved here from Washington State. His girlfriend is a doctor in Cincinnati, but she's back home in India right now. He's really nice, and Carl likes him too. He talks a lot about house stuff. His house is bigger than ours and has more trees. You can see the river, though. I wouldn't trade the river for more trees. No way. I love our river. We sat on the porch again, watching lightning bugs and listening to the water. It's so beautiful here. We went to bed finally, and I was getting undressed when I looked in the mirror and saw Carl watching my behind. I think he totally forgot about the book he was going to read. At first, I pretended I didn't see, and I started undressing really slowly to tease him a little. When I turned around, that book was nowhere to be seen, and there was a tent in the sheets waiting for me. I decided I wouldn't need PJs tonight. Diary, I know I used to write every secret I had, but speaking them out loud is going to get hard at first. But here goes. I wanted to take Carl in my mouth like I used to take Adam. I haven't tried it yet, but since we're married, I think it's just fine. So I slid my hands down his body and around his heart. His skin felt so silky smooth, and Carl sighed a little. Before I could say or do anything, I went under the sheets and licked the top of his thing. I was getting so aroused. Horny, Carl calls it. He was running his fingers through my hair, and I started seeing how much I could suck into my mouth. I kept gagging a little bit. I loved the way he felt sliding over my tongue. Carl started pumping his hips, and I knew he was going to shoot, but I wanted him to do that inside me. And I crawled back up. Carl kissed me, and he started sucking my earlobes. You know how crazy that makes me. I pulled him on top of me and spread my legs, and he pushed inside me. Soon he was pumping me faster and faster, and I wrapped my legs around him. Suddenly, his cell phone rang. But it was a ringtone he uses for his boss, and I told him to get him out to get it. Roderick wouldn't call this late for nothing. Carl groaned but got out of bed to answer. I heard something about an early morning meeting and something else. It was really cute. I saw Carl's thing bounce a little as he stood there. I suddenly felt extra horny and had a plan. As he started to say goodbye, I put my mouth on it. It looked like he was going to have a heart attack. And he tastes sort of nice, by the way. I decided I wanted him to shoot in my mouth after all. I started sucking harder and harder, and he put his hands on my head and was pumping my mouth. I wanted to suck his stuff out of him, and the thought of that made me even more excited. He told me he was going to come, and I just looked up and nodded. And when he asked if he could in my mouth, I nodded again. Suddenly, he was shooting in my mouth. I swallowed it all. I liked the way it felt a lot. So I went and rinsed out my mouth, and when I came back, he was waiting for me. He went between my legs and started licking me. It felt amazing. I've heard of that, but never tried it. Diary, I orgasmed over and over. My husband is such a sweet man. Then we cuddled and went to sleep. Why am I up talking to you? Well, I had these crazy, confused dreams. I can't really remember them. But I woke up this morning and I was so aroused. I've been touching myself in my sleep even. I wanted to jump my darling husband, but he has that early morning meeting, so I got up and came down to bed. So aroused. Horny, I guess I should get used to saying that. Yes, I'm so horny, diary. I think I'm going to finish what I started now. Laying right here on our new couch. It's exciting to think about the recording of this. Maybe I'll let Carl listen tomorrow. My daddy is around my waist now, and I'm going to touch myself. Mm-hmm.